This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. World leaders agreed Sunday to provide major resources to Lebanon to help it recover from last week's massive explosion in Beirut that killed at least 158 people and injured about 6,000 others. They gave no figure of how much money they would send. The leaders met by teleconference at the request of French President Emmanuel Macron. Macron said the assistance should be timely, sufficient, and consistent with the needs of the Lebanese people and directly delivered to the Lebanese population with utmost efficiency and transparency. The world powers insisted on transparency in how the aid is spent, as many Lebanese view the government as corrupt. The world leaders also are concerned about the influence of Iran through the Shiite group Hezbollah. The world leaders, including U.S. President Donald Trump, called for an impartial, credible, and independent inquiry into the blast. Some Lebanese citizens have called for a revolt to overthrow their political leaders. The White House said Trump called for calm in Lebanon and acknowledged the legitimate calls of peaceful protesters for transparency, reform, and accountability. In addition to the pledge of new assistance, the U.S. has sent emergency food, water, and medical supplies to Lebanon. Washington has pledged more than $17 million in disaster aid for the country. The massive explosion of a warehouse full of ammonium nitrate left some 250,000 people homeless. The building of Beirut could cost billions of dollars. Despite a strong push by the opposition, authoritarian Belarusian President Alexander Lukashenko is on the verge of winning a sixth straight term in office. Exit polls and the Election Commission are giving Lukashenko about 80% of the vote. VOA News. The White House and top Democratic lawmakers argued Sunday over President Donald Trump's executive orders to extend expired benefits to tens of millions of American workers left unemployed by the coronavirus pandemic and for payroll taxes for many workers. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, the leader of the Democratic-controlled House of Representatives, called Trump's action meager, weak, and unconstitutional. In an interview on the Fox News Sunday show, she called for the White House to compromise with Democrats on new spending to assist the more than 30 million workers who remain unemployed, as well as the state and municipal governments that need more aid. Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin said Trump's orders on Saturday were not his first choice, but blamed Pelosi and Senate Democratic leader Chuck Schumer for the collapse of 2 weeks of talks on a coronavirus aid package. Mnuchin said, "I've told them any time they have a proposal, I'm willing to talk." He said the White House is willing to provide more aid for state and local governments, but not the $1 trillion Democrats are seeking. The United States Sunday topped 5 million coronavirus cases, according to numbers tallied by Johns Hopkins University. Globally, COVID-19-related deaths have now risen to more than 727,000. It's more than the 162,000 in the United States, and now Brazil has become the only country outside the U.S. with a death toll of at least 100,000. Mexico is now the country with the third largest number of deaths at more than 52,000, outpacing hard-hit nations including the United Kingdom, Italy, France, and Spain. More than 19.6 million people have been infected around the world, with the United States, Brazil, and India far ahead of all other countries for number of cases. The six-member Gulf Cooperation Council, or GCC, has asked the United Nations to extend an international arms embargo on Iran. It's a move pushed strongly by the United States. The GCC, which is made up of Bahrain, Kuwait, Oman, Qatar, and the United Arab Emirates and Saudi Arabia, said Sunday that Iran's continued interference in neighboring countries, for example, supplying weapons to terrorists, made an extension request necessary. The arms embargo on Iran is currently set to end on October 18th under Tehran's 2015 nuclear deal with world powers, which Washington quit in 2018. The new request in a letter to the United Nations is a show of unity from the GCC, where there's been division among the group regarding Iran and its past. Marissa Melton, VOA News.